May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, thank you very much indeed for all the gifts that have been brought forward this morning. The gifts are going to Beechar, which is a charity in Prevent Street, which looks after people who are really struggling in life, really. People who, they're just, you know, everything's just fallen apart, perhaps. They've had some tragedy, and they're just often vagrants, you know, wandering the streets and what have you. So these are people who are really at life's, you know, bottom and need helping hands. So it's really good that we're able to help Beechar. It's one of the most wonderful charities in Bedford, and they're on hard times. I know they suffer greatly, so thank you for those gifts. Well, Harvest is an interesting festival. And I was thinking about it, thinking just how much it has to do with Celtic Christianity, Harvest. Because if I say Celtic Christianity, I mean the most native form of Christianity to Britain. Starting off with people like the theologian Pelagius in the 4th century. He started putting together his thoughts about God in the late 300s. And quite capturing the imagination, I think, these days in many ways. Because it has a very positive attitude towards nature and towards creation. Instead of seeing, you know, creation and humanity as basically sinful, seeing it as more, in a much more positive way, seeing creation in a positive way, seeing creation almost as a way in which we can see God. John Scotus, who was an Irish theologian in the 8th century, who was quite Celtic, who is Celtic, he talked about there being a little book and the big book. And the little book was the Bible and the big book was the world. He didn't have any illusions about the fact that the world is, you know, is part of the fall as much as anything else. But he said that you could see God in the world. And so you have great Christian saints throughout this Celtic period. You think of saints like Columba, who talked about the importance of caring for a little bird. And they saw God in all the ordinary things of life. They saw God in creation. Quite often now when we do services, we're asked to put in a Celtic blessing. The Celtic blessing is, may the road rise to meet you. May if I get it wrong, tell me. May the sun always be on your back. May the rain fall softly on your field. You know, this is a Celtic kind of blessing. You see, it brings nature into things. And I don't know why we don't make more of Celtic Christianity sense, because it talks about God in ordinary ways, in the beauty of the world that he's created. I think about it, really, if you think about it, that's what Jesus did. And in our reading today, Jesus was, he talked about, I'm going to be careful here, I'll get shot. But, yeah. It's all right, the world did not cave in. Jesus talked about, we've got a lovely window at the back, haven't we? The window with the flowers that remembers Barbara Lackey. It used to be one of our lovely flower arrangers. Jesus talked about the lily. And he said, look at the lily of the field. How beautiful it is. And it is just remarkable, isn't it? It is just remarkable. And Jesus said, you know, if God created all that and it's all its beauty, think how much he cares for you. And, you know, we get so worked up about stuff and things. And Jesus said, just look at the basics. Just look at the beauty of the world around you and see how much God has given you and see how beautiful it is. I mean, that is like a way of seeing God, isn't it? It's like a book to teach us what God is like. The attention to detail, the beauty of the colour and the care which God lavishes upon nature. And of course, there's another little part of our Bible reading today where Jesus talked about the birds. I mean, that could have been Columba talking, couldn't it? You know, speaking about how God feeds the birds. God looks after creation. And it's all put together, it's knit together beautifully. And so, in a sense, you know, we can say that if God cares for sparrows, how much more will he care for us? And the idea that God could care for sparrows is quite remarkable. But Jesus tells us that God did. This isn't wacky Celtic, you know, kind of spells kind of stuff. This is Jesus telling us about the beauty of God, which we can see through nature. And the other thing, of course, which the Celtic people did was they saw that God was present in all the stuff that we do in the ordinary daily living. So they had you know, prayers for cleaning out the hearth, you know, that kind of thing. I'll just put this back. I got it. Yeah, I see. I've been on the course, done that. They saw God in the ordinary things of planting and sowing. And Jesus used to draw illustrations from planting and sowing. And, you know, the sower went out to sow and all that kind of stuff. He was very much into the agriculture and all the stuff of life around him. So we shouldn't be surprised at all that. I mean, the Celtic Christians saw life, everything as sacramental, as being a way of seeing God. You know, nature was a way of seeing God. The world was a theophany. The world's an appearance of God. And so that you could take ordinary things and see God through it. Jesus did this, if you think about it. We've got bread here today, which Jim's kindly sorted out for us. And Jesus said, you know, bread is my body. You know, and wine my blood. So that in ordinary things of life, we can see God. And I'm going to read out to you to finish off a small passage, and this is these are letters of Pelagius, and the cross is made out of corn at the front, which is very Celtic. And this was given to me by a lovely Christian person. It's actually John Tibbs. Some of you may know John Tibbs. He's lovely. If you want to look for a good Christian priest, then John Tibbs is about as good as they get, really. He used to be the chaplain at the hospital, and he gave me this book, and it's called Letters of Pelagius. And Pelagius was, as I said, a Christian theologian in the 4th century. He fell out with Augustine, and Augustine won. That was the church in Rome. And Pelagius, poor man, he ended up being branded a heretic. But what he said wasn't really heretical. But listen to this, and you'll see that it's quite beautiful. And it falls in well with harvest. And he's talking about what being a Christian is all about, and I think he does it very, very, very well. He says this: God is present in all things, great and small. God's power is manifest in all events, great and small. So you do not need to involve yourself in great matters in order to serve God. You can serve him in small matters, in the mundane concerns of daily life. So if you plough the soil in a spirit of love, you are serving God. If you care for your cattle and sheep in a spirit of love, you are serving God. If you treat your servants with generosity, you are serving God. And if you build a house for your family, you are serving God. If you speak at a public forum with words of wisdom, you are serving God. And if you cherish your wife and your children, you are serving God. Perhaps in the fullness of time, God will call you to some great act. He may require you to be a leader of a Christian congregation. He may ask you to suffer and even to die for your faith. And if such a call comes, you must be ready to hear it and respond. But in the meantime, obey God in the ordinary things of life. And I think that's a lovely little passage. And it's particularly appropriate for harvest when we celebrate all the gifts that we have and all the different ways in which we serve God. Remember those people who produce our food, those people who till the soil and bring it to market. But we remember also the people who work in lots of other different ways. People who work in shops, people who make computers and sell computers, people who do all the other things that we need in our daily life and bring their talents and skills. And we thank God for them. Amen.